Hello, Quimby. Are you going out to the coon picnic today?
Indeed I is. I got a good job waiting on the table.
Well, I'm going out on that same job myself. But what time did you arise this morning?
I arise at 7 L.N.
What's that 7 L.N. mean?
Lazy nigger.
You certainly am a lazy nigger. The sun was up 2 hours before that time.
Yes, but the sun goes to bed long before I does.
They tell me you left the Hashbury Hotel, is that so?
Why wouldn't I leave it with all them fools and cranks up yonder?
Well, tell us something about it.
Well, you see, there was a wall-eyed roomer on the sixth floor wanting to know if he couldn't have his dinner served in his room. And when I told him he could, he ordered me to bring him a plate of wet soup, some butterfly tongues, a camel's hump stewed in goat's milk, a package of fried cigarettes, a broiled liver pad, a Vaseline omelet, a pair of frog legs on crutches, and an empty cup of coffee. Ain't that a scandalous, ma'am?
Why, he couldn't felt light in the stomach after eating all that.
No, but he felt light in his head when he ordered it. Yes, indeed, but that wasn't all. There was an old maid up on the sixth floor, rang the bell, and when I come up to see what she wanted, she pointed to a pair of trousers that was lying on the sofa.
And what did the old maid say when she pointed to the trousers?
She said, take them out and have them filled.
No wonder you left that hotel. But I had a funny coincidence too last week.
Well, look here, what was that?
Well, you know that rich Mrs. Brown what lives up on the hill?
Indeed I does.
Well, I met her at the post office last Tuesday morning. She said she was going to give a dinner that evening, but all her servants had left without notice. She asked me if I wouldn't go up and help her out. I told her I would. So on the way up to the house, she says, James, did you ever notice anything peculiar about my left eye? I says, yes, Mrs. Brown. I always noticed you had a watery eye. She says, yes, James, the doctor calls that psychoplexus of the optimistic nerve.
Now, ain't that Scandinavian?
Every now and then, my eye fills with water, runs out to the end of my nose, forms there in a large drop. Half of the time, I don't know it's there, and it's very embarrassing. Now, James, when the guests are seated for dinner this evening, and you see that drop on the end of my nose, remind me of it. But be careful. Don't say Mrs. Brown does a drop on the end of your nose. Just say, Mrs. Brown, Jones is at the door. I know what you mean, and I'll remove it. So that night when I had finished serving the soup, I noticed the drop on Mrs. Brown's nose. I says very carefully, Mrs. Brown, Jones is at the door, but she was busy eating the soup and didn't hear me. So I called a little louder, Mrs. Brown, Jones is at the door. But she kept right on eating the soup and paid no attention to me. Then I bawled right out, Mrs. Brown, Jones is at the door. She turned around and said, James, did you speak? Yes, I did, Mrs. Brown. I said Jones was at the door, but he ain't there now. He's in the soup. Why, the guests laughed so loud, the angels heard them way up in the sky. Star in the east and the grinder eyes, up star in the sky. Lights them shine in the shepherd's eyes, up star in the sky. Grind to hear the mighty news, up star in the sky. Hold the Gentiles and the Jews, up star in the sky. Little pigs grunt and the chickens sneeze, I've been tested to death, but please, I will meet you by and by.